Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thanks for joining us today, and God bless you as you seek Him today. Today we're looking, we're in the series of looking at absolutes in the Word of God. And so today we're going to look at 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 15 in 1 John chapter 2. And it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So the absolute that we have here in the Word of God is that we must not love the world. Yesterday we looked at the absolute that we must be born again. To enter into the kingdom of heaven, to join with the saints in glory, to enter into that chorus with the angels, we must be born again. And we looked a little bit at what it takes to be born again, the recognition of our need, the repentance of sin, the response of faith, and the surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then you're born again. You're a new creature in Christ, and all things are become new. And today, if you're a born-again believer, this absolute is for you. We must not love the world. We must not. It simply says here in the Scriptures that if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So, let's think for a minute about the love of the world. Let's think about the affections that the world has. The things which the world loves, are those the things which we love? And rightly or wrongly, we need to acknowledge that the Scriptures here are right. And as we consider what is the world, we must look at what the world possesses, what the world values, what the world's affections are. The world loves things. It loves acquisitions. It loves the possessions, the dust that we can that gathers around a person. The legal profession calls it the chattels, the goods and chattels of a person's life. And you know, at the end of a person's life, if you go to an auction and you look at what's sold out, sometimes you can come away shaking your head and saying how sad that all that man had was all those possessions, and he didn't possess the true love of Jesus Christ. So the affections of things is part of the world. And so today, if you have affections that match up, that line up with the affections of the world, then you need to come to grips with this Scripture that says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Now, things. The things are the literal possessions. And you know, Jesus told us that a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Take no thought for the morrow. Sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. We are called, we are challenged, we are taught, we are instructed by our Lord to trust in God and not in things. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I will trust in the living God. The world is also filled with yokes, the bondage of being bound together with others. And we need to make sure that we don't love the world and love the devices of the world and the connections that the world creates. And we want to make sure that we're not loving the world today, but rather that we're loving the kingdom of heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ. The last two I'd like to look at this morning are worries and values. And so if we want to take a test, take our pulse, as it were, do we love the world? The question I have is, do we worry the way the world worries? You know, the world is full of worries. The world worries about the things that it possesses. It worries about the reputation which it has. It worries about its future. It worries about its past. It worries about what people think about him, about it. And as Christians, we're called, we're again challenged not to worry, but to, in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. So we're not anxious for anything, we're not worried about anything, but we're trusting in the living God. And finally, the values system of the world. The world values certain things, But you know, if we're not to love the world, we shouldn't value the same things that the world values. We should be a decidedly different people, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. So the challenge this morning is to face up to the absolute that we must not love the world. Loving the world is very clearly from this scripture called or challenged or condemned as not having the love of the Father. So this morning, thank you for joining us, and I want you to consider that as you continue on your day this morning. Be inspired to press into the kingdom of heaven, to lay aside the yokes, the affections, the values of the world and the worries of the world, and to truly enter in and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you today.